on a shalates, but you can't put out a fire shalates if it's made coming from coals of eitz. Why Rashi says the bas kibiyu b'siru d'iraisu? It's an issur d'iraisu putting out the coals. But the question is, if you hold like Reb Shimon, there's no issur d'iraisu here because you're not mischaven lasos pchamim b'kibuy. You're not mechaven to make pchamim here, to make coals. You're mechaven to put it out, and therefore siddur Rashi says the melacha shesrich legufa. The melacha hagufa of kibuy is you're putting out fire to have coals. Here you're not putting out the fire to have the coals. You're putting out the fire, it shouldn't do damage, Mishus Rabim. So it's still the Melacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufa. So if you hold that Shmuel holds like a Bishimin, Afid L'Gechela Shalei Tznami, it should also be Mutter. So Mura says, no, these are two different Machlekesin. And I'll tell you, V'Dov Hashem Yimaskav and Sov Lok Yavishim and Echvami. The gate to the east of Dov Hashem Yimaskav and we're putting out the fire, since you're not Mechav and V'Kibuin, there Shmuel holds like a Bishimin, true. But in Melacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufa, here, when you have a wood burning, and you want to put it out, it shouldn't be damage done, even though it's a melacha shetzrich legufa, but since you're mechaben for the kibuy, he also saw some. I tell you, again, to the yisam of melacha shetzrich legufa, here Shmuel holds, sublok of Yudah. So far there's no stira. Amar Rav Huna, nisachim shenitzimau. What happened to nisachim? Became tamei. What do we do with it now? Is oisle marachim of meyatzman. Make a burning place, not on the Mizbeach, Rashi says, on the floor in the Azara, and burn it there. If any kachim that comes to me, you have to burn it. For some from burn it there, why? Mishum Shinema Bakadish, Vaisi Sarf, it says you have to burn it in the base of Migdish. So you cannot take it outside, you have to burn it inside, but not on the Mizbeach, but on the floor. Tani Nam Yachlon is like this also. Hadam via Shem via Menachis, via Nasachim Shinitmo, what's going to be done of these things that's supposed to go on the Mizbeach? Became Tomei, so the Chachili is not supposed to put it on the Mizbeach. What do I do with it? So I still have my Rochav of the Yatzman, supposed to make a fireplace by itself on any floor in the Azara, for self and burn it there. Oh, Malay Shmuel Rav Chon and Begirito, I still have a solution. There's a good halacha. Bring me now 10 people. The Yem Lachot Kamayim, let's say in front of these 10 people, that the Gvei is strong as the halacha, that Nesachim Shinit Mo, in the case in the base of Migdish, the Nesachim was the Shemun of the Yain became Tomei, so you can't burn it now. So what you're supposed to do with it is, Oyselem Arachel of Neyatzman, make for the burning place by itself on the floor in the Azara, to start from the burn it there. That's the eight, that's what you're supposed to do. Hadron Alechma Kolatodir, all right, we'll stop here. We are holding Daf Tzadik Beis Amud Aleph, the new Perek. The Mishnah says, Dam Chatis Shenita Valadegin. If when the Kohen was working, making this Rika with the Dam from a Chatis, and it spritzes, it lands on a Begid, so Rochar is, HaRezer Toin Kibbus, there's a special mitzvah that you have to wash the Begid. At the Pasuk says, Vashayazim Midom Ala Begid, Techabit Amokam Kodesh, you have to wash the Begid. Now the Mishnah says, Afar pi, shein ha-kosim medav re'ele b'necholos. This pasuk is talking about the kachatis achitzein, that Rochar is allowed to eat from the chatis, because it says in the pasuk, shebisorim necholo kahanim. Still, shenem, the pasuk says, b'mokam kodesh teyocho, that you're supposed to eat it, b'mokam kodesh. Mashma is talking about the kachatis achitzein, that the kahanim could eat from it. Still, this first halacha, about if the dam of a korban chatis is nitaz, spritzes, lands on the Begid, the Mishnah says, Echad HaNecholos V'Echad HaPenimius Tunis Kibbus. Even though it's Vechatas HaPenim, that there's no Bosa to be Nechol, there's nothing to be eaten by the Kanyan, still there's a Mitzvah Kibbus. But if that dam comes on the Begid, you have to wash it. Shneem the Apostle says, Tzera Sachatas. That means, Tzera Achas B'chol HaChatois. There's one halacha for all the Chatois. Any dam of Vechatas is a special halacha. You have to wash that Begid for Mokam Kaddish. But we'll see more about this in the Gemara. Then the Mishnah says, Chatis Psula, if the Korban Chatis is Posel, then Ein Dam Matzoyin Kivis, if its blood gets spritzed on top of the Begid, then there's no mitzvah to wash it. Svidashim Asher Yazda Midomo, only Midomo Shalaksherim, Loi Midam Psula. Now, Bein Shehoi L'Shas HaKosher, Bein Shehoi L'Shas HaKosher. Even though the dam was once fit for Zrika, In other words, after the Kabbalah Saddam, then the dam was Lan, or the dam was Yotzei, even though it had a Shasta Kesha, still, now that it becomes possible, it's not Toyin Kibbutz. Now, AZ Shayloh Shasta Kesha, what's considered the case that the dam had a Shasta Kesha was once fit to be used? In the case of Shalono, that the dam was left overnight, the dam became Tomei, Rosh Vashayotso, because B'Shas Kabbalah Saddam, the dam was fit to be used, and later, so happened to it. Which dam is considered like it did not have a Shasta Kesha? Shanishchato chutz lezmano. Means if there was a shchito chutz lezmano, rasu chutz lemkaimo. Kitzur b'shas shchito, you made a psul in the korban, so the dam, even b'shas riku, was never b'shas kabbalah, was never fit to be used. So this dam is called a dam shkohoy l'shasta kesha. So halacha is in both of these cases, this dam is not turning kibbutz. Let's say a Pesach Kohen made the Kabbalah Saddam, so that Tam also never had a Shasta Kesha, or was never fit for Zrika. These are cases, Loyoy Shasta Kesha, and the same Malach applies, it's not Toyin Kibbutz. Now the Gemara says, Dam Chakis. Now, the first question, the Torah Achas, the Chol Chatois. If the Mishnah dashed and the Pesach says Terirachas L'chol HaChatois, that not only Echatas HaChitzen, but even Echatas HaPnim also, it's Dam is Toyin Kibbutz. If so, the din should be Afilu HaChatois Seif Nami, even the Dam of Echatas Seif, even when you have a bird for Korban, Chatis. Also, it's called Echatis, if its Dam gets spritzed on a beggar, the din is you should have to wash it. Alem Matanya, how come we learned? Yochol Tei Dam HaChatois Seif Toyin Kibbutz. I would have thought this maybe the Dam of Echata Seif. He is Toyin Kibbutz. Talmud Levin, this the Pesach says no. It says, Zeis, which is a Miyat. Zeis, only the Dam of Echata Sachitzeim, and not of Echata Seif. So why? Om Reshlokesh, Marintz, Om Reshlokesh, Om Makaporo, Om Makro, the Pesach says, Tishochet, Vinishchotois HaKosim Adaba. The Pesach is only talking about a Korban Chattis, which is Nishchat, meaning Behemis, and not Eifis. So therefore, the niyat goes on a knife and not on behemoth. So Gemara asks why? Why don't I say the opposite way? V'yema, let me say v'necholus across the medaba. The pasuk is talking about v'necholus. Kedusha, the pasuk says v'mokam kodesh teyochal. So Gemara asks v'yema, why don't I say v'necholus across the medaba? Maybe the pasuk is only talking about achata sachitza and aros, even maybe achata seif, because it's nechol. At least there's something for Kohen to eat from it. Midichsis, and the Pesach says, B'mokom Kodesh Teyochal. It has to be a chatis that's edible. Av opinim yisloi, but a chatis apinim, where the whole thing is burnt, there's no nechol. Maybe the Pesach is not turning kibbutz, if its dam goes on the begid. So how do I know? So Gemara says, Ribu Rachmono, Teras. The Torah says the word Teras, that there's a ribu, so a ma'am even a chatis apinim. So Gemara says, Yochi, if so, afilu chatis seif nami. Once you say there's rebus, once you say chatas seif is also included. It's an echal. So Gemara says no, miyat rachmon is eis, but still there's a miyat and something is not included. So we have a miyat and we have a ribui. So Gemara is very good, but a mar royis, how do you know to say to be mar b'chatas apanim and to take out a chatas seif? So Gemara says yes, mistavu, this is a svara. That the chatas b'im apanim is Hevelel Rebuya. The story is we should be Marba Achatis Apanim and Echanami. Why she came Behema? Because Achatis Apanim is just like Achatis Achitzain, that they're both Behemas. And Shchitas, you have to make a Shchit in both of them. And self and the Shchit has to be on the north side of the Mizbeach. The Kabbalas, Kli, has to be Kabbalah Saddam, in a Kli, the Karen.